What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called. What's it called? What's it called?
Oh, hello.
Oh, no way, dude.
Oh,
no
buddy.
Way.
Here we go, man.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. It's a good year. I like it because it's like around October, I start to give up on the year. It's still January. So,
yeah, dude, there's a lot of hope. I go year by year myself, too. I think a lot of people do that. You like really. Yeah. You give up in October, and which gives you a pretty free November.
Yeah.
It's like sad October, free November, rest in December. And you're like, well, what am I going to do in December? There's like no more time in the year. And then January, it's like, let's fucking go, dude. It's time to go. It's a rebirth. I'm no longer the Dave I was a week ago. I'm now new Dave with hope and dreams.
This year, you're D-Man. Is anybody ever call you that?
You just did, and it's already stuck.
I like it.
I'm D-Man. The fucking D-Man, dude. Yeah, and you're the C-Boy.
That's
D-Man
right.
And C-Boy. Yeah.
It's crazy how a year really does feel like you're, you know, when you're driving to vacation and you're like, there's like a Norman Rockwell painting where it shows like a family driving to vacation and they're like pumped. And then the drive back, you just want to die. It's,
yeah.
And that's from vacation. That's from like resting, you know?
Yeah, I know. Isn't it funny too how a lot of vacation sucks?
Oh, yeah. Well, because you're going with your family.
I know. It's a nightmare. I know. I wish I don't remember like at what age I started realizing that my dad was fucking vacation up by getting mad at me. You know what I mean? Like, for a while, I was like, I'm fucking it up by doing things that make him mad.
Right.
And then at a certain point, I was like, no, I'm just being myself on vacation. And I'm sorry that, you know, the story you wrote in your brain when you bought these plane tickets isn't being played out in the exact script that you wrote. But I am 11. And we really don't need
like
to.
That's
ruin...
not where the boogie board goes. It's like, I don't think this is in the spirit of boogie boards.
Or like, dude, my parents are geniuses at like. Like, okay, we are going to go to the National Gallery at 11 a.m. and then we're going to get lunch at 1 and then we're going to go to the African American Museum at 3. And then we like get up late and are late to the National Gallery and then it's all ruined and everyone's mad because we're late because my mom's late to everything and my dad. And it's just sort of like, I think we've forgotten that. We don't even need to go to the National Gallery. We could just
we're not
have a
late.
Nice time.
There is
we're
no not... late on vacation.
Yeah, totally. We're it's supposed to be chill. Man, the best vacation ever is the one where your dad falls asleep immediately. and it's the best for him. It's the best for everybody else. You go to the pool.
One time we woke up at 3 a.m. to go to the beach, my family. And
what?
I was just like, how about anything other than that?
You forgot what the beach is if you got up at 3 a.m.
Let's the just beach, not go.
Yeah. The beach, the point of the beach is to feel at peace. And so if your time at the beach is not peaceful, you're not at the beach. You drove to the water and you brought and you're in hell. You're in a wet hell covered in sand. Because, if you need to get
wet
to the beach
hell,
on time...
Man.
You're just like rushing to get sand into your fucking shoes.
I know, man. The best vacation. Me and Jenny went to Cancun. Every day was the same. We woke up whenever we wanted.
Yeah.
We went to the beach. We sat in a cabana and we read on our Kindles and we drank pina coladas. And then when we were hungry, we got food delivered to the cabana.
Amazing.
And then when the sun went down, we took a shower and went to sleep. And that we weren't late to anything and we didn't do anything. It was great.
Yeah, vacation is supposed to be a break from everything, right? You're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Man, have a schedule, create ways to feel let down. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, there's, dude, I, on that cruise I was on, they'd be like, hey, everybody, there's napkin folding at 3 p.m. And you'd see people like, like hurrying, like, come on, kids. And they're like, what are you running to fold a napkin?
Napkin folding?
Yeah, they're teaching you how to fold a napkin all fancy like a restaurant.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah, but still, it's like...
It rushing doesn't... is funny. Yeah, you're on a cruise.
I don't go on vacation to learn a new skill.
Yeah, 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 totally.
You know?
Though some people, it's a truly... Yeah, they just want to learn... I don't know. I think because I know so many comics, I don't know a lot of people like that. But I think it's pretty common to have like friends who take a lot of classes. Like I, you know, last year I learned how to make a basket and how to speak Chinese. That's not a language. Or it is.
Dude,
Mandarin.
So...
I'm such an idiot, dude.
We're the worst. Like I did a show last night and it was a classic show in Georgia where it's me and two other straight white guys in their 20s and we're driving an hour away to do a show in a bar, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just useless dudes, all three of us. And after the show went great, we all did good, and we're getting back in the car and it was in a parking deck. None of us thought to remember which floor we parked on. Not the driver, not the guy in the passenger seat, not the guy in the back. All three of us were just like, oh shit, I thought one of y'all was gonna remember where we parked.
Amazing.
You know, it's like none of us have anything. We have no skills, no degrees. We have no. We can't play instruments. We can't. I was just like, man.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. I know.
Like,
dude.
Dating's hard. It's hard to date.
It's hard. Yeah. It's like, yeah. No shit. It's fucking hard. You don't know anything. You're a dumbass, and you don't wash your body. You like smell
what
bad.
What do these women want? What do they want?
A bath? Give me a fucking break.
What? Am I supposed to offer anything of any kind?
My last girlfriend thought it was weird that I didn't change my sheets at all. And I thought it was weird that she was a piece of shit. How about that? Dude, I know. I was at a fucking... I think I've talked about this on the show before. Like, coming out of the pandemic, Ahmed Weinberg and I went to an open mic in L.A. And I... And, you know, if you're listening and you don't know, like open mics are a thing that you hope to not do ever again one day. But most of comedy, you're doing them some amount. And at the beginning, it's like kind of the only way you get up if you want to get up every day. And I had just gotten to a place in LA where I wasn't doing them, but we wanted to do sets and we wanted to go out and see the scene and the people. And we were like, yeah, let's go to a mic. It's been too long. And I went and I saw some people that I knew, and it was fun, but it was a mic that was like, there's a few types of mics for some reason. I don't even know how it happens, but some open mics are become like really good comics go to them, and it becomes like less of a place where you try shit out and more of a place where you audition to be accepted by your community. And it's like sort of a nightmare. Yeah. But there's like some big mics where like a lot of like older comics will go. And then there's mics that are just like totally just fucking all newbies, basically. And there's like no stakes. And we went to one of those, and it was coming out of the pandemic in LA. So it was outside of a brewery. And one thing that I had forgotten about those mics are like, while shows and lots of places in comedy are like pretty actively working on inclusivity and diversity, still to this day, at a mic where nothing matters, generally what you're gonna get are 25-year-old guys.
Yeah.
And that's like just the type of person that's comfortable going to something like that. And
it's also like that's the age that 25-year-old guys make most of the bad decisions on earth.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
it's part of it. It's a bad decision.
Right, exactly. And I also think that the types of things that 25-year-old guys talk about kind of made 25-year-old girls be like, nah, I don't want to go to that. Anyway.
At 6 in the afternoon. No one's there for a good reason.
Exactly. So I bring it up because I had like forgotten this. It was, dude, it was like guy after guy, and 25 is generous, like 22. And I'm not fucking with you at all. At all. Ahmed and I were like floored. It was like young dude after young dude, every single one of them with an unkempt beard and dirty pants with like shit in their teeth and their material. Every one of them was, no one will fuck me. Like, yeah. And I was like, God, I remember when I was you and when all my friends were you. And we were all like, God, no one likes us. And it's like, yeah, you smell bad. You're always cursing.
Just you talk about horrible reasons. Why do you think it might be?
Yeah.
Oh,
clean,
dude,
your pants. Clean your pants.
It's half your body.
Solid step one.
You haven't cleaned your face. You haven't cleaned your mouth or your pants.
Like, where's my, I'm up here at the same level as your head, and I can smell your ass. It's awful. This sucks. Yeah. And, dude. And like, you don't know anything.
Like, when those guys are like, let me tell you something about women. And I'm like, the kind of women that'll spend time with you, I'll tell you something about them. Like, you're not hanging out with a good section of that, of the female. There's 4 billion women.
Yeah. Yes, like, so that's the other thing. No, totally. Don't get. And also, that's the other thing I love. I'm glad you said that, Caleb, because I'm not going to let young female comics off the fucking hook either. Young comics are all scumbags. And my favorite thing at those mics is all the guys are like, no one will fuck me. And then all the girls are like, it's been 10 years since I fucked a guy who has a bed frame. And it's like, well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yes.
Lots of men have a bed frame.
They're looking for you.
Yeah. And yet none of these guys do, but you're all just banging your heads against the wall. Like, what am I doing wrong? Well, I have several ideas. One, just this conversation is way too basic for dating to be about this. You know, if you're like, if you say to a guy, do you have a bed? And he's like, what's a bed? You know, that guy, don't go out with that guy.
It's like, if you're a lady and you hang out, you just hang out near the Capitol, you can start dating someone in Congress. That can happen. Like, totally. And all those mics, you'll see the ladies like, I'm tired of dating skateboarders. And it's like, you're dating them.
Yeah, totally.
What do you mean you're tired? It doesn't make any sense.
The amount of times at a show or open mic, I've seen somebody be like, I fucked this guy, and when we were done fucking, he put on Spider-Man jammies. Can you believe I deigned to fuck such a piece of shit? It's like, you know, he sounds like a man with things he likes. Jammies and Spider-Man are not the end of the world. I don't know. But also, here's another thing. I can fucking guarantee you, dude, that there are many young congressmen that don't have a bed frame. There are like dudes who get elected to Congress when they're 24. And like an older female congressman comes into their office and is like, dude, get a plant, buy one plant and put it in the corner of your congressional office. You have aides. You have literally people who are hired and paid to help you. You have congressional aides and you don't eat breakfast. Like, what are you doing?
I always hear those stories of the guys like, yeah, first 2 years in Congress, slept in my office. It's always a guy. Like, it's always a guy. It's like, yeah, isn't that badass? I slept in my office.
Man, no.
No.
I voted for you. That sucks. You were sleeping in your office and you had, like, power? That sucks, dude. What?
It's never the female. It's never the females in Congress. Mm-hmm. They're never like, yeah, I slept on a floor in my office. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think it's because of the guys. They know that they'd get a knock on the door. Hey, you sleep in your office too?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Good Lord. Yeah.
Just, Look good. God, it's so funny. We should have sponsor a bill, me and you.
Yeah, just drunk.
You look like, hey, what do you want to have? You want to have a drink?
You know, I figured out how to break into the Congress cafeteria after they locked the door. If you want, we can go in there. We can steal a couple kiwis and we can eat them on the front steps. Scumbag congressman.
Always a New Jersey scumbag congressman. Hey.
Hey, listen. That's so funny. You know, if you ask me nicely, I'll let you know how to use the public toilets after they lock the front door of the building. My first year in office, I didn't take a shit one single time after 9 p.m. It was tough. It was tough. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's boy, you learn a lot at these mics. You learn a lot about I wonder what these DC mics are like. These DC comedians, like,
oh, yeah,
so tired. The next time,
dude, I'll bet you,
who sleeps,
I'll bet you congressmen do stand up sometimes. I need to ask,
oh, that's
DC
horrific
about it.
That is horrific,
yeah, dude. Like, you know, Jeremy Piven is a stand up now, and like, ugh, Barack Obama has a fucking podcast.
Dude, he produced a movie last year with Julia Roberts in it.
I know. He produced Adam Conover's Netflix show. I hate it. I hate
that
him for
so
it.
That is so weird. Can you imagine being in a building? He's like, so what's your pitch? And you're like, all right. So he's a comedian.
Yeah, totally.
He's a comedian, and he's like...
It's a show. It takes place at the White House. And it's about nothing.
Dude, if Seinfeld had to pitch his show to Richard Nixon, like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Oh, shit. That is so funny. Dude, I told you, right, wait, that like...
The show's about nothing.
Oh, wait. Nothing, you say? Nothing at all. Dude, so when I had my sketch group, you know, I was in that sketch group, Women, we were also writing partners, yeah, and we were like pitching TV shows around LA. I don't know if I ever told you this. It's like one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me. Truly, dude. So we pitched to like networks, a bunch of networks, and it was like a privilege. You know, we were pitching to HBO and shit, and then we pitched to a bunch of production companies to like join with us in producing things. And one of the companies we pitched to was Conoco, which is now called Team Coco. It's Conan's production company. And do you know who the head of production at Conoco was?
Who?
His name is David Kissinger.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, and he was Henry Kissinger's son, and he looked just like him. Dude, it was so bizarre. He was like, you know, what do you tell me, I'm excited, I like your videos, tell me what. And we're just like, you're a war criminal. And you're a war criminal. Oh my god, it was so crazy. Yeah.
Next week I'm pitching to Kim Jong Dave. Kim Jong Un's brother.
Dave. That's so funny. Kim Jong Dave. Oh shit. Kim Jong Dave. Kim Jong Dave and scumbag congressman are two of my favorite things we've ever talked about on this show. Hell yeah, Kim Jong Dave. Let's go.
Dude, I always wanted to, because I, you know, Congress, they're all corrupt, right? You know, they're all scumbags or whatever. But so how many bills get passed a year? Two, you know?
Yeah.
It's always on the news, and they're like, they shut down the government every year, and they miss half the votes. And it's like, they live in D.C. It sucks. It's one of the worst cities on earth. And they're like, and they're going to parties. They're going to parties and orgies. What else are they supposed to do? What else are they supposed to do?
I love how confidently you just said that DC is one of the worst cities on earth. Do you hate DC? Is. I like DC.
Think
you don't
about
like DC?
It. In the summer, it's hot as hell and it sucks. In the winter,
and wet,
bitterly
hot.
Cold, wet, hot, and shitty. In this winter, it's deadly yeah. cold. And it's a horrible swampy, like literally the climate is a swamp. Is the
right.
It's a terrible place. And it's filled with eighth graders walking around being useless. There's always there's eighth graders mixed with criminals and evil politicians and advisors. It's just a terrible place. And there's, if you go there, there's blood on your hands for being a part of it. And I think it's a terrible place. If it hurts my soul, I'd rather be in Las Vegas, like in a wow. in a bunker with the whole mafia, than in DC. Is horrible. Good for comedy though. I do like the stand-up, but
yeah, I like it. What there, are you gonna man. Do? I really like infrastructure and shit, and I like I've always liked old buildings, and I just really like I've always loved a college campus, like a really pristine, uniform like part of the city. I like, so I've always liked financial districts and shit. Everyone disagrees with me who likes art and anything, but man, FIDI in LA, you know, like. Big, clean, pristine buildings and like high curbs and like clean, empty streets. I've always loved areas like that. And so I love DC. It's like full of shit like that. And
nah, I guess you're right. It's fine.
But, well, dude, I mean, you listed a bunch of things that suck. Full of eighth graders is so funny. I hadn't thought about you just mean because of field trips.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I'm walking around.
Fucking suck, dude.
Oh,
they only horrible. The only thing worse than eighth graders is seventh graders, and seventh graders, it's not their fault yet. But eighth graders are old right. enough to know what the fuck they're doing. It's the first year you know you're being a dick. And yeah dude.
It's asshole. A terrible group. And I don't know what we're supposed to do. Like, there's no use for eighth graders on Earth. So I guess they just keep going to school. Yeah. But I honestly think it'd be better. Instead of going to eighth grade, you go to sixth and seventh grade, then you go to prison for a year, then you start high school because you need to get it. Should be boot camp. Yeah. They don't deserve to smile and walk like, around.
Yeah, it's also like, what are you doing? What were you in eighth grade? You're teaching me earth science. The right. It should be a year where every single class is called manners and.
Why is that not a class? Why is that not a class?
It should be a class. Dude, I'm shocked on a regular basis at people that don't know manners. Oh. I was walking down. I was like on the street in Greenpoint in Brooklyn recently. And a dude, like an older guy, you know, a guy in his 50s or 60s was walking down the street. And the door of like a donut shop flies open and two women walk out. Right in front of him, and he goes, ah! and the woman turns to him and goes, what is wrong with you? And he said, you walked right in front of me. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, yeah, you're it's the street. You look if there are people coming before you throw a fucking door open, dude. You're not the only person who is alive, man. And I couldn't believe it. And she was like, what is your problem? It's like, how confident are you in your life throwing fucking doors open that things aren't your fault? Dude, right. I feel like that happens constantly.
That barely makes sense in your own house. Like, dude, yeah. When I'm in the airport, the times that someone comes bolting around the corner, like as fast as they can go.
Yeah.
Literally, you're going as fast as you can and you don't know what's an inch in front of your face.
Yeah,
you're just gonna
people are really rude in the airport. It's really strange. They're like they'll walk really fast, they'll cut you off, all sorts of shit. They'll be looking at their phone, like almost crashing into everybody. And then the other thing they'll do is they'll like when and people do this in general, but I think it's especially bad at the airport. Like, we're all in a hurry. And so we're all like waiting in line at Starbucks or at Hudson News or whatever, like tapping our foot, like, get me up there so buy this gum so I can get to my fucking gate. And then the person, and we're all feeling that way. And then whenever someone gets to the register, then they just take their time. And it's like, no, dude, hurry.
Yeah.
Everyone should be hurrying at the fucking airport.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, you know what you could have been doing in line? Looking at the menu. You're in line for 15 minutes to get there. Oh, is your pickle? Are those like sweet pickles or
let me ask you a question. What's Starbucks? That's another thing, just in general. Like, I talk to Allie about this a lot. We're both like this. My cousin was telling me there's a personality type, a person who is like seeking justice in the world, like in every way. And you're like, and I definitely have that. And I mean, like, sure, that sounds like I'm talking about social justice, and I'm not. I'm talking about like in interactions between each other. It should all be fair.
Yes.
So I'm always like obsessively trying to be fair to all the people around me, and then when they're not to me, it like really upsets me. But so if I'm in line, I'm like aware that the people around me are like also, you know, they have a schedule or whatever, and I don't want to take up too much of their time. So I get up there and I try to like. And look, sometimes it takes a while, but usually I'm like, this, thank you, bye. And so when I see someone up there and they're like, I'm going to get a number two. You know what? No, I'm not. How do you like the number five? Oh. It's like, they're not your friend.
You've never met this person. Why would you ask them? Why not ask who's behind you in line? What do they think you should get?
Yeah. You're also at Wendy's. The guy who works at Wendy's doesn't want to work at Wendy's, and his Wendy's opinions are not important.
I know.
They're not important to him.
He doesn't want you there.
He wants to sit down.
Leave. Leave.
Leave now. Leave right now. Get out.
What's your thing here? Money. My favorite thing here is to stand in the break room and think about killing my boss. That's my favorite thing here.
Yeah, we call that the number zero. It's everyone's favorite thing who works here. We all order it every day.
My favorite thing here is drugs in the parking lot after I'm off work.
Yeah, my favorite thing at Wendy's is leaving Wendy's. And it should be yours, too. Get the fuck out of here. Go home and make dinner.
It's almost like people forget. You go to work all day. You hate it. Then you go to someone else's place of work, and you don't remember that?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that's why I try to make my order simple, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like I used to do that thing where I'd be like, oh, could I get a little side of ranch on this? And then could I also have a side of sour cream? And could you actually put it in a coffee cup instead of a glass? And it's just like, after if you ask for three things, they're all going to spit in your food, dude. Every one of them.
Also, if they're only open for 15 more minutes and you rush in and order, there's going to be urine. There's going to be urine on your food. You just have to know.
I know. And I don't think that's nice. I don't think it's nice to pee in people's food, but somebody's doing it.
But it will happen. Absolutely. Yeah. Come, might be come, just so you know.
Might be.
Might be.
What took this so long?
That's so funny. Sorry. Yeah, we had a bunch of orders come in right at the end, so. I really had to
tell the chef this was great. Oh, he knows.
He knows. Yeah. It was great for him. I can tell you that much. Also, I'm the chef today. I'm glad that you liked the chicken sandwich I made for you. Dude, did I tell you once, like, you know, my first job ever was Burger King. I was not behind the register. I was in the back making the food. I was in a big rush one day and I was fucking banging through original chicken sandwiches, man, which, by the way, is still my Burger King order. Whoa, I love those things. Okay. The chicken sandwich that's like a tube. It's like
long. Long chicken.
Yeah, long. Give me the long chicken.
Y'all got any tall chickens back there?
Give me the chicken dick.
Are they tall and flat?
Tall. Give me a flat ass chicken dick so I can eat that.
Oh man.
Where's the y'all still got the chicken dick? Flat, long chicken dick. Oh hell yeah, dude. So I was making a chicken dick and I was banging through them, dude. I was just fucking, you know, just mayo, lettuce, boom, boom, bun. I was just fucking wrapping them up, throwing them on the thing. And like a few minutes later, someone behind the counter, the person behind the counter came up to me and was like, hey, this guy had a problem with the sandwich you made. And I was like, really indignantly, like, oh yeah, what'd I do? And he was like, well, you didn't put the chicken on it.
Oh no.
And I looked through, I was like, hey, sorry, man. And he was like a guy in his 40s. He was like, it's all right. Can you make me one with chicken though? And I was like, yeah.
It's like, I swear I don't normally complain.
Yeah. He was really nice. He wasn't really pissed, or he was just like, it's like looks back and there's a fucking 17-year-old kid, like with by the way, bright red hair. I had like I had dyed my hair fire engine red because I was punk, because I was punk as fuck. Mm-hmm. I got bright red hair. I'm like having a fucking panic attack back there trying to make. He was like, hey, you forgot my chicken on my chicken sandwich. I ordered the chicken dick. I got the dick. I did not get the chicken. And I'm only here for food. So.
Oh, man. Burger King Dave. I wish we had some pictures of this.
I know. I don't have any in my uniform or nothing. I never remembered until I had a phone in my pocket with a camera. I never remembered to take photos.
I still forget.
Yeah, still totally. Forget. And I have a camera with me 100% of the time. I know. Dude, the fact that you used to have to go, that's like one of the most noticeable differences between now and my childhood is I used to have to go buy, when I was a kid, there weren't even disposable cameras. You had to buy film for your camera. Mm-hmm. And then get the film developed, and it took like a week.
I know.
And then you would have big books of photographs labeled,
and a couple of your precious photographs of your loved ones would just be blank. It would just be a totally fucked up picture that you'd be like, "Why is this a picture of my shoe? Like, I didn't take that.
Why is this in here?" This is a tit. Someone took a picture of their tit, didn't tell anyone, and that's just in the roll. Everybody at the Walgreens got to see this tit.
The guy in the back looking at each picture. we got tit.
We got a tit. Anyone needs to jerk off today, we got a tit.
A thoughtful guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
anybody totally. Need anything while I'm up?
All right. Oh, hey, we need to take a little break.
That's right. Buy some stuff. We got an ad.
Yeah, we got an ad. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. We love you.
We love you.
What's it called?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whoa!
Oh, come on! I don't believe it.
I'm here, and Caleb is here, and you are here, and we're so happy that you're here. We love you. Welcome to What's It Called? We are fucking back, y'all. Thank you for
first episode of the year.
First episode of the year, and the greatest year of all of our lives, for sure.
Yeah, man.
We thanks for rolling with us during a. Admittedly, very, very strange and fucked up December where we took a week off and Kayla was on a goddamn boat and there was a delay for two episodes and I did it alone and all kinds of crazy shit. But
at least it was not fun and the shows went bad.
Yeah, at least it sucked.
Totally. At least I didn't sleep.
At least Caleb, while on the boat, was put into several situations in which he had no choice but to miserably bomb. So that's good.
At least that made me question all every decision I've ever made leading up to that.
Yeah, dude. So I went on that tour, and halfway, it was almost a 3-week tour. Halfway through, Ismael got a job and had to leave the tour. And then I was in a tiny little car on a train near the end of the tour. And during that time, our friend died, our good, good friend died. And then I came back and you immediately left and you were on a boat. And I had to travel again. I had to travel a couple more times and there was Christmas in there. And, you know, I didn't even notice it when you have that much like emotional and physical movement and shit going on.
Yeah.
Dude, it was literally like 2 days ago. I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh, I'm rested. And I hadn't been rested in the entire month of December. And it was such a crazy feeling. I felt like I was on drugs. I was just awake for the first time in over 30 days.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy. And some people don't like ever. Some people go their whole life, not one good night of sleep. And I'm just that's tough.
And we're back and fucking swinging, y'all. It's wet January. Wet January, everybody.
Wet it up, dude.
We really
shit out of here.
Yeah, fuck dry. Thumbs up wet, thumbs down dry. Dry shit sucks and wet shit slaps. And that's how we've always felt. I like a wet face more than a dry face, personally. Whenever I hang out with my girlfriend, I pour Gatorade on her.
It's the weirdest way. It's the most pessimistic way to look at it, where you're just like, oh, dry January. Like, if you told that to someone in a third world country, they'd be like, oh, I know what you mean. It's terrible out here.
Right.
They're like, oh, no, I'm still going to be drinking a lot of liquids. But when I can't get drunk every night, life is miserable. So we call it dry. Sort of like how you feel about being a, you know,
refugee.
Having no water in your city.
Yeah. Ironically, in dry January, I'm far more hydrated. and truly a great month for my body and brain. But my soul hurts because I'm addicted to escape. So wet January is we're drowning, y'all,
it's crazy.
In renaming. We wanted to fucking have a bunch of fun this January, but then also wet January means every single weekday, Monday through Friday, for the rest of January, including today, Monday, January 8th, we're renaming something. It's announced on Twitter. Our Twitter is twitter.com/whatsitpod or at whatsitpod. We're going to tweet it every day at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we just wanted to have a fucking party this January. Get the year going right.
It's gonna
This is every single one of those renamings is an episode. So we're just building it up. So now, after a couple months, we will be on a schedule of what we rename online is an episode 2 months later. And we just think that would be really fun too.
It's gonna be great.
We have a lot of fun. The day it comes out, we all feel, you know, and then it's also a lot of time for people to jump in if they come up with a new name or whatever. And then we pick our top 10 the day of, and you get to remember 2 months later what you renamed online 2 months before. I'm excited. It's also because we're gonna, after this month, be recording in person all the fucking time.
That's right.
We don't live in the same city. And we didn't do it all last year, but we're fucking doing it. And this is a good time to announce this. The first time we're recording in person, February 2nd and 3rd, I'm opening for Caleb at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, Colorado. If you're nearby, come see us. I'm going to be opening for him. He'll be opening for me sometimes. He's coming to New York. I'm going to go to L.A. We're going to see each other a lot, do a lot of shit in person. If you have any thoughts, any ideas, any ways that you think the show could grow, or things you'd like to see, or things you want us to rename, or like ways that would help. Like, we got someone ask if we could start doing the renamings in the Discord instead of Twitter. If that's something y'all have a thought on, let us know. Let us know on anything. Yeah. We are like really excited about this fucking show and doing a lot. What's it called? What the hell is it called at gmail.com if you have anything to say? And yeah, rename something with us every fucking day this month. I can't wait, dude.
Yeah. Crack open a beer. Let's rename some stuff. Lay in your tub. Have a drink. Wet it up. We're going to be renaming. Tell your friends. Get them into it. This is a great year to get your friends listening with you and your coworkers.
Make sure your face is down, your ass is up. You're tipping on your dick hole, no matter who you are.
Right.
Everybody's got a dick hole when you're listening to this podcast. Except, of course, for Walter Mondale. Fuck that guy.
Of course.
Sucks. Richard Karn rules. David Blaine sucks. Get ready to lay down. What's it called? .rodeo is our website at What's It Pod on Instagram and on Twitter, and bonus episodes every single week on Patreon.
To shout out.
Yes, we have new patrons to announce this week. We have a few different levels on the Patreon, starting at $3 if you want more from us. And everyone who signs up gets a shout out. Shout out to Petey. What's up, Petey? Thank you so much for joining our Patreon. And shout out to Laura Noland. Welcome to the Patreon.
What's up, Laura?
I'm so happy to have both of you.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Get those bonus episodes and help us out.
Yeah,
wet us up. You know, we're gonna be getting some plane tickets to see and doing these person episodes. It really helps the podcast, makes us happy. So
yeah,
jump in there.
Get the fuck in there. We love you so much. Right. We're gonna rename Green Day this week. You ready to do that?
That's right, my friend. Oh, dude, I was born ready, man.
Hell yeah, dude. I got six names. You ready?
Oh, nice.
You're all right. You go first, buddy.
All right. Blink 401k.
Damn. That's great. Okay. My first name for Green Day is the Tiny Little Jerkoffs.
I got the edgiest band in 1971.
British Rancid. That's a very specific joke. It's hard to get unless you're, you know,
British,
39 and really liked pop punk.
All right. I got some FX.
Hey, nice, dude. The Dumb Upset Babies.
I have lower back pain and I'm still mad about high school.
I like to dance and I am 13.
I got we smoke weed and hate the Iraq war. Isn't that insane? No one does either of these things.
Oh, that's great. Back off. I'm scared.
I got, I'll take some of that Just for Men Touch of Gray and the black eyeliner, and I think I have a coupon.
Okay, here's my last one. Hey, everybody, look at my little tie.
All right, I'm done. Hey, everybody, look at my little tie.
He does have a cute little tie.
It's a cute. Oh, look at him go.
Yeah, look at his little tie and his little haircut.
He's mad and he's got a little tie.
Yeah, he's a mad little man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm in Green Day and I'm having a tough week. Green Day should be called Tough Week.
I've been in a bad mood for 36 years.
I'm a millionaire and I'm in a bad mood. I stubbed my toe getting out of my helicopter. Man, I'm 48. Can you believe I got dumped when I was in eighth grade? If Green Day put out an album. Oh, man. Hey, guys, you like how pointy my hair is? That's Billy Joe turns to Trey Cool and is like, do you like how pointy my hair is? And Trey's like, I do, man. I really do, dude.
You bet. I just got back from my daughter's wedding. And I need some more hair gel.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, after I put studs on my jacket, do you guys want to sign up for memberships at Equinox? Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. After we we yell at our parents, we should count our gold. Oh, hell yeah. So here's the thing. Boy.
We normally
do a dumb little game with the renaming on Twitter, yes. And we forgot this week. That's so strange. Y'all just straight up renamed it with us. But as always, super you fun. Fucking crushed it. You guys are so
hot names in here.
Yeah, dude. Coming in at number 10 at Shebe Carlene with Lincoln Cul-de-sac.
Oh, good stuff. That's right.
That's very clever. All
right, we got at Larry Bellello, 1-2 and the 1-2-3-4s.
That's so funny. Yeah. At Max J. Kerr had Stinky Steve and the Bowling Shirt Boys. That's great.
Number 7 at Larry Bellello, Billy Eyeliner.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's at Laundry so Pants had good haircuts and good songs. That's hilarious, dude. I like Green Day too.
It's so funny. At Ensign Ho, Fisher Price presents Baby's First Buzzcocks.
Yo, that rules. Dr. Funk is joining us if you're watching on the YouTube.
What's up, Funk?
Okay, so number 4 is in Brian Regan voice, so I think Caleb should do it.
All right, we got at Today I'm Calm. Wait, they're political.
Hell yeah, dude. At Dumb Space Bimbo had Bowling for Poop. Good shit, that's y'all. Great. Hell yeah,
at Winslow Dumain, Slipknot for Girls.
That's really funny.
That's just
shout out Winslow Dumain. We did shows together in Chicago, and I stayed with him. Oh, wonderful yeah, man. At Kickacitron had, now that's what I call punk rock volume 8. Yeah. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Dude.
Now that's what I call punk rock. Is we got to do a Photoshop of that?
Oh
that's
yeah, so funny, totally. Man. Hell yeah, dude.
That's what I call punk rock.
Now that's what I call totally, dude. I know the fact that Green Day's on the radio doesn't bode well for punk rock.
I know they're the best selling punk rock band ever, which is like kind of a, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
is that kind of
not what punk is? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally.
I'm the most famous underground rapper.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, totally. My DIY podcast is on Earwolf. Jesus, yeah. That was the lamest possible analogy I could have made.
No, it could be worse.
That's true. At least it could be.
It could always be worse.
Everything is worse and nothing is good. Everyone knows that. y'all, thank you so much for hanging out with us and renaming stuff with us. Rename a bunch of shit with us in January. We're fucking excited. And then also, remember, after the first few weeks, those episodes we're getting on a later schedule. So if you think of one, you can go back and throw that name in there. And we have like a couple months now. So yeah, hell yeah. Y'all are the best at What's It Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. What's It Called .rodeo is our website with links to all the stuff we do. Patreon.com/What's It Called if you want bonus episodes. And we'll see you next week.
All right, let's get after it.
Oh, I hate him.
Lay it down.
Lay it down. We love you. Bye.
What's it called? What's it called?